So, to carry on the Patreon conversation, I'm just going to go into it. I use the term guys. I use the term dude. I don't feel like it's gendered. I grew up in the fucking 80s when everything was dude, guys, whatever. 80s dude energy right here.
True. It's true.
I don't mean anything by it. I swear to God.
I don't either, but I'm trying to change, just like I had to stop saying retard.
Listen, I just told somebody the other day, I feel like this is super controversial now. I feel like the R word is going to be the Gen X version of the boomers with the N word. I feel like.
Oh, I don't think it's ever that. I mean, come on. Is it that bad? I guess it's
I
that
don't
bad.
feel like it's that bad, but I
I think
just said the
maybe.
R word instead of saying the actual word.
True.
And I think the younger generations are going to look at us saying like, oh, that's so retarded, and be like, would you stop saying that word? That's ridiculous.
I think
Like, you
my
got to stop saying
difference
that.
is I haven't had people in my life who say that word.
Because we're all
Is
old.
No, but like my parents don't walk around saying the N-word.
Well, yeah, that's because you have
I'm
decent
sure my
family people.
grandfather said it, but I don't remember hearing it. I just know he was racist because he used to say racist stuff. But even he said
I
black
just knew he
people,
was
not.
racist because he had that white sheet hanging up in his bedroom.
Oh, God, no.
Sorry, I don't know him. I'm sure he was a wonderful person.
He did fight the Nazis in World War II.
Well, that was
So I'm
good.
sure he didn't have a. Actually, no, he didn't fight the Nazis. He fought. I won't tell you who he fought because
Yeah, don't say it.
he fought in the Pacific, so he used
Yeah.
his own word for that.
Yes, I
So
got
that's what
you.
I'm saying. Like he, I know he was racist.
Right. We That's what
I
I'm saying is that like
just
there's
because I didn't
words.
hear those words doesn't mean, or that, I'm sorry, that word, because I heard plenty of other slurs.
Right. Yeah. So like the fact that we're even saying it, and then are our kids going to be like, would you please stop saying that word? Like that's not like we've moved on from that. Like every generation is going to have a word that you're like, no, it's not. It's nothing. It's no big deal. We
It's
used to
just a
say it all the time.
word.
It's
It's
just a
just a
word.
word.
Like I sometimes can't help it. I'm like, I just say it. I don't even think about it. I just say it.
My aunt, who is 58 and a great ally to the LGBTQ plus IA, oh, I'm sorry, IA plus. I got that confused. She says the other F word.
I, you know what? I
And
was
she
gonna
says,
say,
and she goes, I don't mean it like that. It's not like that. But
yes.
it
I feel like, I mean, this is just coming from my experience. The older Gen X, that's gonna be a thing. Like younger boomers, older Gen X, that's gonna be their word.
I think she's technically older Gen X.
Yeah.
I don't remember what year she was, what the cutoff is. What's the cutoff for Gen
I
X? Is
don't,
it
whatever I
1970?
say,
Is
it's,
it
I think it's
1970?
65. I think like some of the people in my family, like my mom and her brother and like my dad and his brothers and sisters are all like the youngest boomers possible slash oldest Gen
I
X
think okay,
possible.
she might be youngest Gen X then. I think she was born in 60. She was born in either 62 or
Yeah.
63.
Yeah.
So I think she's
Yep.
youngest boomer as opposed to oldest Gen X.
Exactly.
But she's close.
I'm
So
sure
like
if we're wrong, somebody will correct us like
and
immediately.
she's very progressive. She's, you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
I you know, she would claim to be an anti-racist, but with certain things, she's like it's just a word, but that with the F word, it's just a word,
Yep.
and I can't change her mind.
Yep. Yep. We, you know what? We're all gonna get old and turn into the old shit bags
And
that we
I'm
hate from the
trying really
previous
hard.
generation.
I know I just said it 5 minutes ago, but I'm trying really hard to not say the R word.
I really am too. Like I said, sometimes like my phone is being so blank right now. I can't help
I'm
it.
trying to
It
come
comes
up
out of my fucking mouth.
with other words that are better suited for it. Dingus is one. Like my kid
I
calls
love
the
saying
cat
dingus.
dingus all the time. Come on, you
I call
dingus.
yes.
Yeah.
Do you watch the what's his name? John C. Riley show?
Oh, I haven't watched it other than that egg salad skit that you showed me. Well, I forget the name of that show too. That's funny, though.
Check it out with Steve Brühl. He calls everybody dingus, or he says dingus all the time. Yeah, dangus. Yeah.
So dingus is a good one.
Yes.
There was one somebody said at work the other day, and they're like, "Yeah, I say that, so I don't say the other word, bingo or something, bingo, bongo, bing bong, ding dong,
UK hun."
I still haven't seen UK Drag Race. I need to see it just for that. We didn't say who we are.
Who are we? Hi, we're Mouthy Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jenny. I was just getting to that.
I'm sorry.
I promise.
I'm Lauren.
We were too busy starting off being controversial.
If you don't know, now you know.
It could be somebody's first show here. Like, I'm sorry.
Back to what you were saying, though, about being sensitive to gendered terms, but also just struggling with phrases like, hey, guys, and dude. Like, I mean, I never use dudette. That's stupid.
That's stupid. Whenever you try to adapt some of these words, it just sounds.
But literally within the past month, I was having a conversation with a friend who is not necessarily. I believe this person is trans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure what they believe. They're struggling.
Okay. So they
have dealing with stuff and they're trying to figure stuff out. And I was having a very deep conversation with them, letting them know that, hey, you have to just love yourself and we're here. We love you. You know, be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Was the message I was trying to get across. And then they said something about how they feel. This is a person born a male. And I believe is female, but like I said, I don't know if they feel like that themselves. And we didn't have a discussion about pronouns or anything else. But I forget what it was that they said to me that just kind of like triggered something inside. And I just went, dude, you can't think that way. And then I was like, oh, should I not have just called him dude? Like,
I mean, if I knew somebody was specifically like, I don't like being called that, I would make an effort to say that.
Sure. And they didn't tell me that they didn't want to be called dude. We didn't even really have a pronoun discussion. The one thing we did discuss was they were telling me that at their work, like, they have long hair already, and sometimes from behind people will say ma'am, and then when they turn around they go, oh, I'm sorry, sir. And he hates this person. I really don't know what pronouns they prefer, so I'm trying to avoid them.
I'm basically calling everybody they at this
point. Yeah. But what they said to me was they just really hate being called sir, and they said, like, I don't have a problem, but I hate being called sir. And I always correct somebody if they say sir. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if dude was a problem or if it's just sir. But
probably just sir.
I'm sure it was fine. We had a great conversation, I think. I mean, just trying to be a nice friend.
Yeah.
And say we love you.
It sounds productive. It sounds productive. It sounds good.
I felt good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tell more about that on a Patreon one day. I don't know. When we want to have a serious Patreon and not a, you know.
And not talking about crazy people and shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, if Sarah dies tonight. Oh, no.
Bera.
Yeah, Bera. Bera dies. It's going to be scary.
I don't want to give away what it is, but I was in a Facebook group that's very, very woke. It's the whole premise of it is basically being woke, and I had to leave it the other day because they were just being too ridiculous for me. Like, way too fucking woke. Like, calm the fuck down. I'll tell you the full story off the air because I don't want to give away like what it is and like call anybody out or anything. But I should have done this on Patreon because because I could give away the details.
Yeah.
Not even calling people out specifically, as like give more details about why I thought it was stupid. And that's the whole thing, was that somebody said blank is stupid, and somebody jumped in the comments and said, Hi, comrade. Please refrain from using the word S star 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 because that is ableist. And I lost my fucking shit and I just left the group. I decided that I'm not going to yell at the kids to get off my fucking lawn. I'm just going to leave the lawn myself because I appreciate that they're trying to respect other people's feelings and stuff, but to call the word stupid ableist.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I feel like diminishes the meaning of the word ableist itself.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I've also seen people say that, like, oh, the grammar on this is terrible. And then somebody came back and says, you know, hey, correcting people's grammar is actually classist because, you know, it's based in racism and blah, blah, blah. And they said, okay, thank you. I appreciate that insight. And I can see that. But to use the word, like, the word stupid is ableist. Okay. No, no. If that's really what this group is about, and they actually had a very good discussion about it. Like, it was very respectful. The other person went back and changed the word, and they called it like ridiculous or something. I was just like, that's okay.
But then,
I'm good.
Do we get to a point where we're not allowed to insult things or criticize them even constructively?
Right.
Like, is that going to happen at some point?
So my thought process on this, even though I left the group, I was like, I'm done with it regardless. But I thought about, like, when we were teenagers and, like, the whole political correctness thing kind of started happening. Like, the term political correctness came about, like, in the mid to early 90s or so.
Feels
right.
What
I remember.
Feels, yeah.
So I remember a lot of old people saying, like, oh, we can't say anything anymore without somebody being offended. And I'm like, is that what I'm doing right now? Did I just cross that line into the boomer who says, like, oh, can't even use the word stupid without being offended?
We still have that. I mean, because we still have those people. Like, we still have the, you know, the people yelling about virtue signaling and snowflakes and everything
Fair.
Else, you know. So, I mean, I don't think you did, because what you chose to do was leave the group.
Yeah.
You chose to say, this is too much for me. I can't worry about this. I'm out. You yeah. didn't sit there screaming, get off my lawn. I'll say stupid all I want.
Right. It wasn't even me that said it. That's why I didn't. I was like, I have really no dog in this fight. Like,
right.
Michael Vick out there somewhere fucking offended that I just said no dog in this fight. But, like, I was just like, I don't care. Like, they didn't offend me that they corrected them. I was just like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm really good.
Well, and at that point too, it's like, you were like, can I even relate to these people?
Exactly.
I think that's more what it's about. Is like, is this really the group of people that I'm able to interact with?
Exactly.
It's stupid is ableist.
Sometimes there's some really good discussions in there. And like, I actually kind of, if we have time after the show, like, maybe we'll do an extra bonus Patreon show, like, because,
cool.
You know, another half an hour. but
we're giving them all the content. We had a bit of a drought, so they deserve it. Yeah,
exactly. But it was, I would like to have this conversation, like, on a show, but without talking about in public the group and, like, the types of interactions that I've seen on there. But I think it would be a good conversation between us and some of our Patreons in particular, I know would have some insight on this. So,
yeah,
you know, keep an eye out for that. I don't know if we'll do it after this show, but we'll do it because
we'll do it eventually.
I want to talk about that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's controversial. I don't know why I did spirit
What's
fingers.
With all the controversy this episode?
Controversy.
Speaking
I thought that
of,
was too funny.
Speaking of cunts. I gotta complain about some fake feminist bullshit.
Oh, nice.
So last night, Matt and I had made ourselves a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. It was just the two of us. We were getting ready to sit down and watch some TV while we ate. And usually, like, we just watch trash. mm-hmm. you know, like 90 Day yeah. and all that garbage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, we have some alone time. Why don't we watch a nice movie? Like, I know there's some stuff that's come out on Netflix and HBO Max. Like, why don't we pick a movie to watch? So we went to put on Gunpowder Milkshake.
Okay.
Which I don't know if you've seen the ads for it.
I've never even heard of it.
It stars Karen Gillan mm-hmm. from Doctor Who mm-hmm. and
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, that. And Lena Headey from Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Paul Giamatti's in it.
Whoa.
And we put it on, and pretty early on, I wasn't quite into it.
Uh-oh.
I didn't say it first. So, like, we're in it. We're maybe 5 minutes in. And it was something with, I don't know, maybe the I don't know if it was the acting or the script. I wasn't sure. There was something about it that I just wasn't feeling into. And Matt had said something about how we had something else we could be watching. And I said, oh, if you had said that, I would have said, you know, put that on instead. And he was like, well, we could put it on now. I said, well, we're already invested in this. And he was like, are we?
Now, did he say that because he could read your body language? Or
I think he just was feeling it too. He was okay. Feeling not pulled into the movie too.
So gotcha.
It's about assassins. Within the first few minutes of the movie, you realize, what's her name? Karen Gillan is Lena Headey's daughter. Mm-hmm. Lena Headey was an assassin. Now Karen Gillan is an assassin. You know, she took it, you know, kind of went into the family business type thing. I can't give too many spoilers because I didn't finish the movie.
You're right. You literally cannot give spoilers.
Right. But like, we're both not into it, like, as it's starting out. So like I said, Karen Gillan, Lena Headey, these are actresses I like. Paul Giamatti shows up. I love Paul Giamatti in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not drawn in. Next scene, Carla Gugino's there. Matt loves her. I think she's okay, but Matt's like in love with her.
That's his girlfriend.
And they're in a library, which is green.
Oh, that's how you knew the library color.
The library green. But the library is like a front for like a ring of assassins.
What?
So like Karen Gillan comes into the library and is like, I need to exchange these books, which is clearly just a giant duffel bag full of guns.
Right.
And Carla Gugino's like, what other books are you interested in reading? And they're obviously talking about weapons. And I'm feeling like they're trying to do this world building thing. I'm like, it feels like John Wick, but just really shitty. And like two minutes later, Matt says out loud, it's like they're trying to make John Wick for women. And I was like, yes. I was just thinking that because it feels like fake feminism is happening here.
Oh.
And so Matt's like,
it's kind of like when we were talking about that other movie, I Care a Lot.
Yeah. Like, oh, we have to show a strong woman who's a total bitch.
Like, this is the male version of what they think feminism should look like, or strong women should look like.
Yes. So then next scene, like, she's behind the scenes of the library. And guess what other feminist icon is there? Angela Bassett. And Ooh. Then Michelle Yao shows up. And the dialogue is getting worse and worse as it goes on. And I'm like, how am I hating this scene with all these beautiful queens? How am I hating it so much? And then they themselves started talking about feminism. And I just said, I'm done. But of course, we kept it on another 2 minutes. And they start pulling out. So like the point of this library that's hiding the weapons. Sorry, it's a spoiler for the first 10 minutes of the movie. They pull out these books, and inside the books, there's cutouts and there are guns hidden in them. And they're pulling out like, oh, you need Jane Eyre. And they show what guns inside of Jane Eyre. Don't forget Virginia Woolf. And oh, what about Jane Austen? And just pulling out all these. And I was like, that's it. Please turn it off now.
Was he totally on board with you?
He was totally on board with shutting it down. Yeah. I think he was not. He realized it wasn't great either.
Was it like really overacted as well as poor dialogue? Because that, like, that's the vibe that I'm getting.
I can't really answer that. I don't really know. I think it was just, I was so pissed off at them trying to use like feminist imagery.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like
just trying really hard.
Like just like trying really hard. Like, and also, cause I was like, why? And before it had gotten to that point, I was just like, you're right. I'm not, like when Matt made the comment about not being invested, and I was like, you're right, I'm not invested. I was like, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think it's because it was written and directed by men. And it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. It, I mean, like, the whole vibe I'm getting is just like that movie we talked about before. Like it could have been good, but it was just like,
mm-hmm.
Men had to go fuck shit up again. God damn it.
Thanks, patriarchy. But it looked like the previews made it look like a really fun, almost like Kill Bill type, which, mm-hmm. Hey, Kill Bill is a movie about female assassins,
mm-hmm.
written and directed by a man
with a foot fetish.
It's true. I don't have a major problem with that. You know, like, I think that's well acted and well written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, but- yeah. No, it can go horribly, horribly wrong, though, especially when it comes to that sort of thing. God. And what is this on? Is it on HBO? Not that I'm going to go watch it.
I think it was Netflix. Let me check. Hold on. I mean, if somebody makes it all the way through and has another take on it, I'd be very interested to hear.
I don't feel like I can sacrifice my time like that. I can't even make it through.
Yeah.
Like, I can barely make it through Drag Race All Stars without falling asleep right now. I couldn't make it through South Park without falling asleep the other day. Like, if I lay down, if I sit, I'm going to fall asleep immediately. I did like 3 lines of cocaine before we did this show. That's the only way I can stay awake.
It is Netflix. I checked and it is... I checked and it is Netflix.
Okay. So avoid that if we're browsing and just want to like watch something without thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in, if you feel into it after the first 10 minutes, then go for it.
What if like, what if I just want to make fun of it? Maybe I'll do that.
Okay. Yes.
You know what? Maybe we should do that when we get together sometime. It's like, sit down and watch a movie and do like a watch along. Like we did with Magic Mike that one.
Yeah. We tried to watch, yesterday we tried to watch Fast 9.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We couldn't get through that one either. But what was funny was I had listened to a podcast where one of the hosts had taken the other host to see Fast 9. And it was like their first movie back to theater. So he was like, yeah, let's go to the Alamo Draft House and have pizza and beer and watch a movie. I haven't done that in a year and a half. So he was excited, even though he didn't care about the Fast and the Furious franchise. He had never seen a single Fast and the Furious movie.
Wow.
And they took him to Fast 9. And then they were like, tell us what the movie's about. Tell us what happens. And he starts doing a play-by-play, like practically a real time of the first 10 minutes of the movie. And it sounds so ridiculous. And I had gotten up, gone to the bathroom, and then came back to bed, and Matt was watching it, and I saw one of the things he had talked about, and I just started laughing, and I was like, you need to hear the thing that they did on Great Night with Brian Brushwood talking about this. And he was like, okay, so I start playing it, and he's dying because he had seen all of the scenes that were being discussed. He's like just dying laughing, and then he gets to the point where we stopped watching it and Matt's like, now we have to watch the movie. Now we have to watch the whole thing. And we went back to listening to it. And, you know, so we went back to watching it. We got to the point where he uses the car. He somehow like, he drives off a cliff and then hits a button to like make his wheels grip and drives into like a rope that's hanging off the cliff and uses it to like swing over the gorge, over the canyon to another side.
I need
of
to
the
watch
mountain.
This shit.
And then so we got there and we couldn't keep going. We ended up giving up. Yeah, we're like, no, we can't make it all the way through. But we wanted to make it all the way through just so that we could follow along with mm-hmm. the whole thing. But oh, that movie was so ridiculous.
It sounds so ridiculous that it would be enjoyable to me. Like,
yeah,
I finally started watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because Haley was pressuring me into it for like forever. And then
my kid's been telling me to do that too. And I can't.
Let me tell you, you're not going to like it. Because it's even more ridiculous than what you just described to me. Like, I think I about lost my shit when I saw this one scene. God, there's been so many scenes that I can't.
Now, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is at least animated, right?
Yes.
So they expect a certain amount of that. No.
Okay. So they have something that's called. Like all the weebs out there are going to be fucking laughing at me for just trying to describe this. They have something called a
ham and white wheat.
Yes. Ham on rye. So he uses the ham on rye to like, it's kind of like the force. It's this like invisible life force that you harness to do different things. Cool. And he puts his hands down on the ground. And he gathers up all the leaves that are surrounding them and makes a hang glider. He's connected them all with static electricity through the ham on rye and holds on to the hang glider made of leaves and glides over the gorge. Much like your situation with the car. Like, when I saw that, I was like, please rewind this. I need to see it again to make sure I understood what just fucking happened. And they were like, no, that just happened. Yeah. And I'm like, cool. Now I know what this show is about. Like, because up until this point, I was like, this guy put this mask on and now he's a vampire. They're immortal. Like, all this crazy shit is happening. And I'm like, I think it's taken itself too seriously. But then it got there and I'm like, no, they know what they're doing. This is dumb. This is fucking dumb. You would hate it. You would absolutely hate it. Like, you have to suspend so much disbelief. Scott's son had been trying to get him to watch it, and they caught up to the point that I was at, and then we kind of started watching it together, and it's just amazingly stupid and over the top. It is so over the top. It's amazing. Let me just say the same adjectives over and over again. But anyways,
Only other thing I've been kind of watching lately is, I've been trying to, but it's hard. The Olympics.
Oh, I haven't watched any of it. And I'm usually fully into the Olympics. Maybe it's moving.
It's also
the wrong year.
It's also you don't have cable, right?
I do have the YouTube TV thing.
Oh, okay. So you could watch some of it.
I could.
It's just really hard. So we have Peacock. And then we got this NBC Sports app, which is free. But it's still like they don't show any of it in real time or anything.
Oh. Do you remember back in the day, like on cable, they had like, it was like a pay-per-view channel that you could rent like all of the Olympics coverage. And it was like three channels and you would have to pay like $50 or something.
I remember it existing. We never did that. But I do remember like throughout the time I lived with my parents and we had cable, like it would be like NBC has the primetime coverage. Mm-hmm. Go to MSNBC for curling and
the rest
bullshit, you know, like go
like
to
shot put
NBC channel. Yeah. 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 Go to, you know, right now, like USA Network is carrying some of it. So if you go on the NBC Sports app, they have the NBC Sports Channel, the USA Network, MSNBC, and something else as a live stream available. But you still can't watch what's live on NBC. And then if you go to Peacock, they have a bunch of replays. But the replays are all weird. And then, like, what really pisses me off is the replays are like, they'll have like highlights and it's like, watch Suni Lee get her silver medal in the uneven bars. I'm like, well, you just spoiled it for
me. Thanks. Right.
Thanks, bitch.
Right. Like, maybe I wanted to watch it.
So, like, I did get to see, I did watch the Olympic qualifying round, which was the night, the team qualifying round, which was the night that Simone Biles left or withdrew from the competition, which was a big deal, which everybody's talked about that ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. She was allowed to do whatever the fuck she wanted to do. Her leaving the competition actually helped our team because she wasn't all there. She wasn't doing great. So stop talking shit about her.
I haven't followed any of it. I've been completely in my own world. I do know that, like, I have a bad taste in my mouth from the Olympics right now because of a lot of the controversies. Like, after I'm sitting here like, I like to be controversial. There's all these controversies about, like, all these decisions that are being made that are, like, to me, seem to be very clearly based in racism and different forms of discrimination. Like, oh, you can't perform, you can't compete because you smoked weed. You can't wear a swimmer's cap because mm-hmm. it would give you too much advantage.
That swimmer's cap is fucking bullshit. I'm not a fan of the weed law, but it has been there forever. Like, right. It's not a new one. I think it's stupid. I think they should get rid of it.
Yeah.
But, like, at least it's not, like, a new one. The stupid swimmer's cap one, it's a new type of swimmer's cap that fits better on natural African and ethnic styles of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they banned it.
Right.
Why? It gives you no advantage. It's a bathing cap. It's just the inside is different so that it doesn't stick to coarse hair.
Right.
Like, it makes no sense whatsoever for them to have banned that.
It's stupid.
And then there's other things, like, there was he was a musician in the Japanese band, and he was the first chair. I think he was a drummer and he was first chair, and he's of African descent, and they took him off of the not the team, the orchestra.
Okay.
They just removed him. They were like, we don't want you to be seen on the stage.
Jesus.
Because you don't look Japanese.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was really bad. Wow. Really bad. A lot of really bad bullshit. And the International Olympic Committee is garbage. They're all full of shit. They're all, like you said, racist rules and stuff like that. But what happened right now, what was the big story this week is Simone Biles, who is a U.S. gymnast, and has been called the greatest gymnast of all time.
Wow.
Like, yeah, she's had that title now for two years they've been saying she's the greatest gymnast of all time. She's going to win everything. She's going to win a gold in every single event. So, you know, of course, qualified to go to the Olympics. She was the team captain. So the way that the gymnastics works is they have their the qualifying round is both the team qualifying and the individual qualifying. And the full night, everybody, the whole team does everything. They look at the team scores, they look at the individual scores, and then that determines who's going to compete in all the events coming up mm-hmm. in the future. She did well the qualifying round, but she did not do her best. And they were saying it, like, she stepped way out of bounds in the floor exercise. Like, I've never seen a gymnast go this far out of bounds.
Like, she was just like, fuck it. I'm drunk.
No, I mean, she had just done like 6 backflips.
Oh, okay.
In a row. So, like, the floor exercise, if you've ever watched the floor exercise, mm-hmm. it's a big rectangle. There's a white border. That's the out of bounds mark. There's a blue border around that. That's just part of, like, the mat apparatus.
Yeah.
She went outside that blue border.
Jesus.
Like, completely off with, but, like, I mean, you know, did her tumbling routine, landed, and then boom, like, didn't fall.
Wow.
But completely out of bounds. Yeah. That far. I've never seen anybody go off the apparatus like that.
Right. And I'm not judging. Like, I can barely stand up and walk across the room without falling over.
But
so,
for somebody who's known as being the greatest of all time,
yes,
it could be described as sloppy. I'm not judging. It still looked, I mean, was so impressive to see how high she gets and all of the power she has. And she had similar mistakes that whole night on everything. Like her vault was like, she did good on the vault, but not, I think she was in first place in the vault, but they still said like, it was not her best. Like they've seen her do that vault so much better. You know, an uneven bars, balance beam, same thing all around.
Yeah.
So the US team finished in second place in the qualifying round. So all the scores get erased and then all the teams do what they need to do the next night for the team all around competition. She does her vault. She messes up. It's not great. She does. And you do two vaults. So she did the vaults. And then they show her talking to her coaches and talking to her team and saying, I don't trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not performing well. I could hurt myself. Because that's the number one thing. When you're flying like 10 feet in the air doing 6 twists, if you land wrong, you could
break something.
Not just a bone that would make you retire, but you could break your fucking neck and be paralyzed, which has happened to gymnasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who've been forced to compete when they weren't feeling right. And, you know, we think back to in the 90s, you know, back when I was like way into watching the Olympics and like cheering on the team with the Carrie Strug thing. Everybody mm-hmm. our age remembers that. She didn't need to take the vault that ended her career.
Mm.
She hurt her ankle on her first vault and said, I can't do it again. I just hurt my ankle. And they made her do it.
Oh, Jesus.
They made her do it. And she didn't need to because her score for the first one came through and it was good enough to get the team the gold.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, you have these girls who are just pressured into this culture. And Simone Biles is also was the face of the movement against Larry Nassar, who's in jail for molesting all those gymnasts for 10 years.
I forgot about that shit. Holy
so she's a major Christ. Face on the YouTube in the Me Too movement. She's been the face of this games for the past year and a half because remember they were supposed to start a year ago.
Yeah.
All this pressure and what the gymnasts call it a case of the twisties, but it's basically a spatial disorientation. You can't tell where you are when you're up in the air. You can't feel where the ground is.
Wow.
And she knew what she was going through. So she said, I can't continue to compete. And it saw her talking to her teammates. There were, you know, 4 other Americans on the US team. And she said, each one of them were, you know, had good enough scores. There was no reason for them not to continue. She was like, you're all taking my place. I'm going to be here with you. She put on her sweats. She followed her team around to all the events, cheered them on at each one. And they all did really well and they won the silver medal. But you have all these people yelling on social media saying, how can you call her the greatest of all time when she caved to the pressure? Bull fucking shit. And then they were like, oh, she just abandoned her team. No, she did not abandon her team. And I saw one person say, oh, she could have given somebody else a chance. Well, she did. Because when she stepped out, they all got to participate.
Yeah.
If she had stayed in, we might not have even gotten a bronze because she wasn't doing well.
Right.
I mean, that's not to say that any of us could have done any better. She was still Olympic quality. But letting everybody else take her place was the smart thing.
I'm glad she did the right thing for her.
Yeah. That's true. For herself, she did the right thing.
I mean, it sounds like she made the right choice for everyone involved, like for her team, for herself, for everything. And like winning gold is like not the end all be all, you know, good for her for standing up for that shit, you know.
And then so now she then did not compete in the individual all around. So the individual all around is everybody goes out for themselves, not per team. Mm-hmm. And does all the apparatuses in one night. Her teammate, Suni Lee, won gold.
Good.
So an American did win gold.
Nice.
Which was also nice. The first Brazil got their first medal in the Olympics in gymnastics ever.
Nice.
This woman who finished second in the all around. And now they do... Individual apparatuses have their own events. So like from that first qualifying night, anybody who qualified for vault is going to do just vault, just uneven bars, just beam, just, you know, so that's different from the individual all around. It's the individual apparatus competition.
Okay.
And I think that has already happened, but I can't find the footage of it on either Peacock or MSNBC, but they have the highlights of it. I know it's already happened because I found the highlights of so-and-so just won this
just
medal.
This person just won gold. Yeah.
So now I don't even care. I'm like, fine. I don't need to watch it. I figured it out. Cool. Thanks, guys.
I, like you said, kind of used to be super into it when I was a teenager, and I don't know. Like, it's just whatever.
I like marveling at how amazing these athletes are.
Yes.
Like watching stuff like gymnastics and diving, especially to me, like those kind of things where people are doing like a million flips in the air and then landing and not even moving, like just staying, and diving into the pool, doing all these million flips and then not making a splash.
I really enjoy the pageantry of the opening and the closing ceremonies and all the shit that's like, you know, it becomes like this gigantic, like 2-hour show of, you know, showcasing their country and then all the different countries, the athletes coming in and like representing their country. And it's like, it's always fun to see like how each country represents itself.
Yes.
When they come out in the parade and like,
do you remember a few years ago, the guy from Tonga, the flag bearer from Tonga, and what a big thing that was? No,
I don't remember that one.
So there was there were memes of this sexy shirtless flag bearer from Tonga, which is an island nation in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he had like a Maori vibe, like a Swalu kind of, and he's like waving his flag with like all his abs rippling, and like there were just memes going on. I forget which Olympics that was. Could have been London, could have been Sochi.
I don't know. This is a picture of him. This is like still loading or something, but oh crap.
It's a video.
Never mind.
It's a video that's not playing.
it was a picture until I went to hold it up to the screen.
Yes, yes, that guy. Oh, that's from this Olympics.
That's from this Olympics,
They must have kept using the same dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you got like
all that attention. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's always fun to me. I feel like also in the 80s, there was a whole different vibe.
Well, you had like the Russians versus the United
States.
Exactly.
It was the U.S. versus the Iron Curtain.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it, like, I remember, like, who was that skater? Katarina Witt was this East German skater.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there was like a big rivalry between her and I think it was Debbie Thomas. I'm not sure, but there was like always a rivalry between us and the Russians.
Yes.
And like, we had all these terrible stories about how the Russians treated their athletes. And
yes.
Like, would starve them and stuff. Meanwhile, like, what the hell are we doing to our athletes? Like, we're sending them to a rapist. Like,
yeah,
sorry,
we're so
I know.
Much better.
Right? Like, we're fucking terrible, you know?
Yeah.
And all the doping scandals. So right now there is there's no Russian team.
What? It's,
yeah. There are athletes there from Russia performing as the Russian Olympic Confederation.
So how can we have a rivalry with our old enemies?
So, well, what happened was
the commies.
They've discovered this massive doping ring within the Russian Olympic teams. All of them, like all, it wasn't just like, oh, the swimmers or the gymnasts or the skate. It was all the Russian athletes were taking steroids.
Oh, wow.
And it was like this whole chain, like the Russian Olympic Committee was in on it to help them pass the tests and stuff. Like they had this, it was a whole big ring of it. So, like, the Russian officials were banned from the Olympics as well. So the only way that Russian athletes can compete is if they compete under the Russian Olympic Committee, I think, for the next several Olympics. It's not just this Olympics. It's going to be another.
Shit.
Yeah. So, like, they don't even hear their national anthem. They don't even see their flag. They see, like, the lame Olympic flag go
bwamp,
up.
Bwamp.
And I think they play. I think they play the Olympic theme if they win.
Wow.
I don't know. It's jacked up. It's not cool. Like, at least they still get to go.
I mean, that's true, but holy shit.
Yeah.
Controversy.
Sorry I talked so much about the stupid Olympics.
It's fine.
And I didn't want to talk so much about Simone Biles. I didn't want to talk so much about Simone Biles because I feel like I've seen a lot of it the past week.
I mean, it is ironic that you were like, everybody stop talking about her. I'm going to talk about her for 20 minutes.
Because you didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, well, I have to tell you what it is. I forget we have microphones in front of us.
Yes. Now, the one thing I wanted to talk about with that, too, is that I'd heard that, like, they finally added, like, skateboarding or something to the
Yes.
Olympics.
Yes.
Like, skateboarding was a thing in the 80s and 90s. I mean, it's still, it's always a thing. But for fuck's sake, like, it's been, like, what was it? The X Games or something started, like, 30 fucking years ago.
Well, it's weird because snowboarding has been an event since, like, 96.
That's just skating on snow.
Yeah, so I don't understand why they made snowboarding an Olympic event and not street skating.
Skaters are trash.
But they have a few, and I believe that, like, the first winner of a skating Olympic gold was a 13-year-old girl from the U.S.
Nice.
I could be wrong about that.
Girls rule.
Hold on. 13-year-old. Oh, that is. Whoops. I don't know if you could hear that. I accidentally. Click it on says.
Point. I heard it.
I don't know what country they're from. I'll shut up. the link it gave me was a video. So I don't know the name.
Anyways. So they finally got with the times. The olds figured out that like skateboarding is a real sport. They should add it to the Olympics.
Yeah.
For competition. Skate or die, bro. That's 80s skate dude energy. Yeah. I need to stop doing so much meth before the show. Right, Roxy?
Yeah.
I think she was Japanese. I don't think she was American. But honestly, it's not telling me what country she's from.
It just says her name.
You know what? She's from the United States of America.
13-year-old.
America!
The 13-year-old won the gold and the silver. The silver winner was from Brazil, but it didn't say I'm sure if I looked harder, but I'm done. I'm done at Olympics.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done with everything.
Oh, are we done?
We're done. We're done.
I talked long enough. Sorry.
It's fine. We're going to do some more talking if we feel like after the show. More Patreon bonus. If you'd like to join our Patreon and get even more of our wonderful and delicious voices, we're at patreon.com, Mouthy Broadcast. The link's on our site. The link's on our show notes at mouthybroadcast.com. Go find it for like, was it like $5 a month?
Yeah, $5. What's that?
$5.
The price of one cup of coffee.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Buy a sandwich with it? Nah, give it to us.
Just skip one meal a month. Skip just one meal a month and donate to our funds.
You get videos of all the shows. You get the shows like as soon as we record them. You get bonus shows. And you get private conversations between me and Lauren.
Where text we talk messages shit. After dark.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm too fucking amped up. I got to burn off some of this energy. Hey guys, thanks for listening. We're Mouthy Broadcast. We're at mouthybroadcast.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. And you can call us at 757-541-CUNT. We'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Go paint your house.
Paint this house, baby, yeah!